Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. And it is my true desire to see you be wildly successful in life and in business. Hello, ladies. How are you on this beautiful Monday, right? You know, whether it is raining, sunshine, snowing, it doesn't matter. I decided for each day that the Lord allows me to wake up in the morning that it is indeed a beautiful day. So this is a beautiful Monday, and we have so many things to be grateful for, and we have the wonderful opportunity of having impact on how our week is indeed going to turn out. And so that is what's so absolutely beautiful about, being in business, being the CEO, being the leader, and pursuing your dreams and goals, is that you have each day the opportunity to decide how you actually want that day turned out. And, of course, this is Monday. We're still at the top of the week, and so you have an opportunity to make some decisions about how your day is going to turn out on Friday, how your week is going to turn out, I should say, on Friday. And so, again, I'm so very, very excited that you guys are here with me today. And I want to just remind all of you, normally our show is at 12 noon Eastern time. We got started a little bit later today due to some technical challenges. However, I want to make sure that you know that we are 100% committed at Successful Woman Radio, and we are going to be live on the air every single Monday of the year, whether it's a holiday or not. We are here for you. We want you to understand and know that you have a positive environment that you can come into every single Monday that will impact your mindset positively and remind you of things that you need to be doing to start seeing growth and results in your business. So, of course, we're here on this beautiful June 17th. I tell you guys, the days are just rolling by, and so many wonderful things for us left to do for this year, 2019. Now, we've got a great show lineup for you today. Of course, I'm always going to be giving you the five questions of leadership and authority. And then we're also going to be talking a little bit more again about networking, right? And why networking is so important, why it's important for you to get out there and connect with others. But I think a lot of women still have it confused on the type of networking that they should be doing. And so I'm going to talk about that a little bit as we discuss and tie in being that relentless businesswoman, right? And so that's our main topic all this month during the month of June, relentless. You know, what is it that you've got to do? What is the mindset that you have in order to see things being done aggressively and effectively for business growth still in 2019? Now, we are about 6 months out from the end of the year. There's still a lot of stuff that we can be doing, a lot of money to be made, right? And so there is definitely going to have to be a mindset that you have to be in order for you to make it happen. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to share with you, when I am talking to you and saying this is what we need to have and this is what we need to be, I know that I get a little bit excited and passionate. And so I may sound a little bit strong, but what you need to understand is that I love you. I want you to be a wildly successful businesswoman, not just in the services and the products that you offer, but I want you to be successful in your life, your lifestyle, and I want you to be successful financially with your business. And I have a passion to see you get there, and I have a passion to see myself get there. And so I'm going to shoot straight from the hip, and I'm going to tell you the truth about where you need to be at, what you need to do. And a good coach is going to do that. A good coach is never going to sugarcoat things for you. They're never going to make everything sound all sweet and fluffy without also telling you the truth about this is what has to happen. And I think when you are aware of the type of mindset that you have, I think that when you are aware that sometimes you're going to have to snap your behind to get through it, sometimes when you're going to have to take a look at your failures, you're going to have to take a look at what's not getting done in your business so that you can use that as fuel to know what you should be doing. Those are things that just have to happen, right? And, you know, I don't want you to get to the end of the year and you have to say to yourself, well, there were a lot of things that I wanted to accomplish this year, but they didn't get done. There were a lot of things that I should have taken action on, but I didn't take action. There were a lot of things that should be that I could have made really great money on, but I don't have the money, and I don't have money to pay my bills. And here we are at the end of the year, and I'm staring at and facing the same challenge that I face all the time. I don't want you to have to say that. Right? And you shouldn't want to have to say that either. So that is why I'm very adamant about the topic for this month, Relentless, because there is a certain type of energy and a certain type of mindset that you are going to be required to have in order for you to move yourself to the next level of your business and to the next level, quite frankly, of your life. And I hope that you are willing to take this ride with me. I am so very excited about this topic, and I'm so very excited about showing you and sharing with you my techniques and tactics of how I have developed a six-figure income from being a relentless businesswoman. And again, I want you to make sure you are taking good notes and listen intently to what I am sharing, but not only listen, take those things and after the show is over, say, okay, Coach Truman said some really great things. How can I implement this in my business, right? The other thing I want to remind you ladies of, and I'm just going to have to get on all of you for this, right? I have some people who are intensive listeners of the show, and when I put out there that I am offering free power talks and I want you to go ahead and get signed up, let me tell you, these ladies are on top of it, and they are scheduling their power talk sessions with me. As soon as I say it, I see people's appointments come across my screen, and I haven't even ended the show yet. But then there are some who never take advantage of the opportunities that I am giving them with the power talk. And I often wonder why, and I think I'm on the pulse beat of it. A lot of the times when you may not take advantage of a power talk, or you may say to yourself, I'm not sure that I'm ready to, it's usually because you are in the analysis paralysis and the perfection mode, right? You're thinking that you have to have it all together, that you don't want to be embarrassed to say, I don't have this, this, and that. But you're really on the wrong mind path with that, right? A power talk is a 45-minute empowering coaching session that is going to help you discuss a challenge that you're dealing with, or discuss ways to grow your business or ways to market, or how to become, for example, more of a relentless businesswoman in 2019. That's what your power talk is for. And when you listen to Successful Woman Radio, or you are a free member over at Women About Biz, you get one free power talk every year. However, on the radio show, I always throw in extra free power talks, but you have to be listening for it. Like, for example, with this hot topic this year on Relentless for the month of June, I specifically said, go ahead now, I challenge you. And I gave you a challenge, and then I said, go ahead and schedule a power talk with me to talk about how to become a relentless businesswoman. So I'm going to throw that back out there for you, and I'm going to let you know that you need to schedule a power talk with me, and it is no cost. You need to schedule a power talk to talk specifically about how to become more of a relentless businesswoman for the rest of this year. Now, to schedule your power talk, all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.net. Again, womenaboutbiz.net, and then in the top menu bar, click on coaching, and once you're in that channel, you'll see the information right there in front of you to go ahead and get your Power Talk scheduled. We as women have to start taking advantage of opportunities. We've got to stop procrastinating. We have to be a right now type of businesswoman, relentless, right, in pursuing our dreams and our goals, and also in leveraging the talent, potential, and knowledge of others so that we can shorten our learning curves and get where we need to be. But it's not going to happen by osmosis, ladies. It's not going to just disappear for you. You have got to meet up with your success. You've got to meet up with all of the incredible abundance that is waiting for you. You've got to meet up with it. And that's part of your journey, right? And so I want those of you who are listening to not be hard-headed, but to go ahead and register yourself for a complimentary Power Talk. And those of you who have had a Power Talk know that you are going to get full of meat. You're going to get great stuff that you'll be able to put to use right away in your business. So get it scheduled, and I am looking so forward to talking with each and every one of you. So without further ado, I want to go ahead also and just share some different things that I am, being involved with for the rest of this year, and actually moving forward into 2020. Got a lot of great stuff going on. So all this weekend, I had the opportunity to be in session a lot with one of my favorite people, my husband, who I consider him to be one of the most relentless people I know when it comes to getting things done and making things happen. I attribute all of our financial success to him, and he is just that type of person. He is just such a wonderful man, but he's a very smart man, and he is really that type of person that he makes his checklist. He, keeps his desk clean. He makes sure he gets things done, and he is an unending, everlasting. He is totally relentless. And so I had some sessions with him from a business perspective in talking about Lifestyle for Her. Now, for those of you that don't know, Lifestyle for Her is one of our biggest projects that we have taken on at Women About Biz. And it is a business opportunity and both a separate membership from Women About Biz, targeting women who are ready to pursue their dreams and goals and not wait for some specific time, but we are setting our goals and resetting them every single quarter. So every quarter you've got goals that you are accomplishing, but the beautiful part about Lifestyle for Her is that this particular opportunity also provides you with an incredible income. And so you're going to be hearing a lot more about that. We've been in a pilot program with it. We finished our pilot. We finished our studies. And we've got a way for you to bring in some right now money. And I'm talking about the very first day you join, you can start seeing income, right? You are going to be so incredibly blessed by this program. And so we're going to be providing you with more information on Lifestyle for Her and how you can become involved with that and still also, of course, at the same time be involved with Women About Biz. It's going to bless your life tremendously. So as I was talking to him this weekend about Lifestyle for Her, one of the things that my husband was talking about was the fact of how so many times people want to travel, they want to go, they want to get themselves in a different environment, in a positive environment, and they really do want the goals that they have set for themselves, but they are going about it in the wrong way. They are unwilling to get structured, and they are unwilling to get organized to accomplish the things that they want to accomplish in life. And I was saying to him, I was like, honey, you are so right. And then this is the funny thing, guys. He goes, and so, like, for example, you want a whole lot of things, and you're an excellent worker, and you're a hard worker. I see you stay up late at night and doing all these different things. He was saying, but honey, I want you to start doing more of what you are preaching and teaching. I want you to start doing more of that because I know that you believe in it, and I see you doing it, but I want to see you do more of it. So what was he talking about? Well, what he was talking about is leveraging the talent, potential, and knowledge of other people to help you to move to where you get to have to go. And that's what I talk about all the time with you ladies. But I think a lot of times he sees me holding back. He sees me sometimes reluctant to pass on a task or delegate it. And so he reminded me that in order to help others and to really show others how this works, I have to 100% be a part of it. And so I am. I am 100% a part of it. And so we talked about that, of how a lot of women have all of these dreams and goals in their heads, but they just don't reach out to anybody else to really help them to get it done. And so today, as we talk about being a relentless businesswoman, I'm going to be sharing with you some ways and some mindset characteristics that you need to have in order to move yourself forward and not just be in a pattern of what we like to call thinking. You're not going anywhere. You've got all the thoughts in your mind. You've got all the what ifs. You're continuously going through this pattern of self-talk that's not getting you anywhere. We're going to be talking about that, okay? So I think it's very, very important. So with that said, I want to go ahead and go right into the 5 questions of leadership and authority. You know I'm going to give it to you every single Monday. You may as well get used to it, and you may as well take good notes so you can start seeing some results for yourself as a leader of your business. Question number 1, am I clear on my role as CEO of my company? Are you clear? After me saying this now for about 20-plus Mondays during the year of 2019, have you written your position description as CEO of your business, right? Have you written your position description? If you have not, you need to make this happen. Here's number 2. What are my business priorities? Well, it's very difficult to write down what your business priorities are when you're not clear what your role is in your business. So you've got to understand something. Knowing what your role is and knowing what your priorities should be work hand in hand. So the priorities that I'm talking about is, are you clear on your sales goals, tasks that you need to have implemented, tasks that you need to delegate? Are you clear on your marketing? Is your marketing system working properly? Are you generating leads in your business? Are you clear on all of these things? And as it relates to the other things that you're responsible for, are you clear on those? Here's number 3. Do I have a bird's eye view of the following areas? My daily workflow, marketing, follow-up. Do you have a bird's eye view over those areas in your life, all those things that you should have priority over, right? And then number 4, am I allowing my power team to work for me and helping me to execute my daily workflow? Well, you got to have a power team first, right? And so I know for a fact from talking to, you know, so many businesswomen that a lot of businesswomen just don't have a power team. They don't have a support structure for themselves of individuals that they can go to that can help them to move things along, get things done at a faster pace. And so, again, I think this is very, very important. And then lastly but not least in the 5 questions of leadership and authority is, do I have a delegation system in place to activate my power team? And this is so very, very important because it's not just about having a support structure, but it's knowing how to release the power in your support structure. That's why I call it your power team. And so the power in your support structure is all about your delegation system and knowing how to properly delegate, and knowing how to follow up and follow through and hold people accountable to the things that you ask them to do. So very, very important. I can't talk about that enough, okay? So I am encouraging you to really take these 5 questions of leadership and authority and go back, ask these questions of yourself, and really, really schedule that quiet time to answer them properly, right? And here's the thing. I've had several people to email me and say, hey, Coach Trina, if I don't have an answer for the five questions or some of the five questions of leadership and authority, what should I do? Well, if you don't have an answer, that means that that is definitely a serious area that you need to hold priority, and you need to either call me for a private coaching session so we can discuss it and work through it, or you yourself need to get back to the drawing board and start from ground zero and figuring out what it is. So here's what I want you guys to understand. You know, I think as businesswomen, so many times we try to do so many things by ourselves, thinking that the word solopreneur means to do everything by yourself, and it doesn't. And we don't want to find others that can help us. But I have had too many women to share with me that by getting coaching, by getting someone to talk to and hold their hands and walk them through a process, that they are moving at a much faster speed. I've had people to tell me that, you know, they have had a goal on their goal list for over 5 years, and just from one coaching session, they've been able to, within 30 days, accomplish the goal. So, again, coaching is very important. I love the process of coaching, and, of course, we put a term to what many of us have been helping people with all along, but it is an excellent process. So, again, you know, I challenge you to go and take advantage of the free coaching offer to discuss how to become that relentless woman. Go to womenaboutbiz.net. Click on coaching in the top right menu bar, and from there, once you get in the coaching channel, you're going to see Power Talk. Click on the Schedule Your Power Talk Now link and get started. Do something. Take action. Be relentless in leveraging my talent, my potential, my knowledge so that you can get to where you need to be. We've got probably about 10 more minutes before the show is over. I am ending the show a little bit early today, ladies, but I wanted to give you some food for thought. I wanted to sow some seed of blessing into your life and encourage you and to share with you that you have the ability to generate some incredible income for the rest of this year, and it's going to require you to have a relentless mindset. So let's go ahead and move right into our hot topic, Relentless Part 3, as we talk about, you know, what kind of mindset is it that we should be having for ourselves, right? So here's the thing. This is what I want you to understand about relentless. Relentless means never ending. It means that as a businesswoman, you don't stop, even when you're tired, even when there are challenges, even during the hard times when there are obstacles in your way, you never stop pushing forward towards your goal. You press forward. You fight the good fight, and you move. You keep taking action, right? That is what relentless means. But there's going to be some things that required of you that will help you to get to your relentless phase a little bit faster. And that is that you must add in some unshakable faith. Remember, we talked about this last week and the week before. It's that level of belief so deeply rooted within yourself that it compels you to take swift and immediate action. And, you know, here's a moment of truth for you. You know the level of your belief by how much action you have actually taken towards your dreams, towards your goals, towards things that you know you need to get done for your business. So if you know that there are many things that you have written down for your business and you know that you have let other activities, other people, other things get in the way of you taking action on it, what it means is that it's not that you don't believe, but it does mean that you don't have the level of belief necessary to move forward, to move your business forward, and to have that relentless mindset. So how do you get it? Oh, it's very simple, but it's going to require something very, very important on your end. Two things. It's going to require commitment. It's going to require you to believe in the unseen, okay? And it's also going to require you to take action even if you don't feel like it, even if you have fear, even if you are procrastinating in the past or been a procrastinator in the past. It's going to require you to take action, because that's what unshakable faith is. Remember, a level of belief so deeply rooted that it compels, right? Compel means that it's a natural act of being. It compels you to so strongly to take swift and immediate action on your dreams and your goals or whatever it is that you're trying to get done. So those two things are very, very key. And in order for you to reach that level of belief, your action is the very thing that convicts you and helps you to believe stronger. It's a reciprocal effect. However, some of us have a hard time of just getting ourselves to take the action. But what you must do, my sisters, is you must have a commitment within yourself. You must have such a strong desire within yourself to say, I may not know how to get everything done. I may not have all of the answers for what needs to happen for me to generate a six-figure income or accomplish the dreams and goals I've written down. I may not know a lot of it. I may be just like laying down on ground zero and not know anything. But one thing I will never, ever do, and that is I am not going to procrastinate. I am going to take action. I'm going to take action. I'm going to call somebody. I'm going to call Coach Trina. I'm going to call other people that may be able to help me brainstorm and figure this process out. All I can tell you is that I ain't stopping. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to take swift and immediate action, and I am going to increase my belief level. I am going to make it happen this year. I am going to see some money come into my business. I am going to be on that road of success, that journey that I need to take so that I will feel accomplished, so that I can believe in myself, so that I can be proud of myself, so that I can be a living testimony for God and say, you are right. Everything that I needed to be successful, to be abundant, was already given to me, but I just needed to go out and meet it and make it happen. That's what you need to do, my sisters, right? I felt a little bit of the Holy Spirit getting me right there. I know you guys probably heard it too. But I am so passionate about this. It's so many of you out there who have such a passion to be successful in your endeavor and what you have chosen to do, but you're not quite sure. You're not quite sure of how to get yourself there. And I am here to tell you that it can indeed happen. But you've got to stop being scared. You've got to stop listening to the fear inside, and you've got to be willing to make a commitment to move forward regardless, in spite of it all. You've got to be willing to take action, and that action is going to convict you and let you know that you indeed do have unshakable faith. You indeed do believe. And so when you have that unshakable faith, something quite extraordinary happens. You start becoming a relentless businesswoman. You stop listening to what everybody else is saying. All of that loud noise going on in your head about should you do it, should you not do it, it's ran away. And it leaves an open space there for creativity, for vision, for you to come up with ideas and things that you know are going to bless lives of other people with your products and services, but it's going to bless you and your family as well. And so with that said, I am challenging you this week to get some things done that you know you need to do. Number one, you need to do a position description for yourself as the CEO of your company. And for those people that actually email me their position descriptions, I've got a very, very special surprise for you. But I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but I guarantee you're going to love it. But you need to email me at tnewbie, that's N-E-W-B-Y, tnewbie at womenaboutbiz.net. Again, tnewbie at womenaboutbiz.net. When you email me your position description, I've got something for you that is going to change your life. And I'm challenging you to email it to me, tnewbie at womenaboutbiz.net. The next thing is that I want you to make a commitment to yourself this week that you are going to sit yourself down, look in your calendar, and you are going to figure out what it is that you need to do this week, right, to set your outline and create your goals for the rest of this year. So you've got 6 months. What are those goals going to be? What is it that you want to experience in your business? and in your personal life within this next 6 months. I need you to figure that out, right? And those are going to be your challenges for this week. I love you with the love of God. I want to see the best for you. And what's so very, very exciting, I know that you all have the talent and potential to make this happen. Come on, ladies, we can do it. We can indeed see some incredible income and see our dreams and goals come to pass by the end of this year. But it's going to require you to be relentless in making it happen. Well, that's all I have for you today. I did want to talk a little bit about networking. I'm going to cover that on next Monday when we have more time. I look forward to hearing all of you and about everything that you want to do for the rest of this year. And I look forward to receiving those position descriptions in the email. Stay blessed. Stay productive. Be abundant. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.